Ed Gaines, want to thank Ron Jaworski from ESPN. Gosh, he is good. Marv Levy and a resurgent team. Interesting how Tennessee, Miami, Buffalo, teams that have come back during this season. Other teams are fading fast. Those teams are coming on. Jim Beattie, want to thank him, covering Major League Baseball. Todd McCullough, 76ers color man. Tomorrow we'll have Dallas Morning News NFL correspondent Rick Goslin. Thursday we'll have two Broncos Hall of Famers, Floyd Little and Mark Slareth from ESPN. I want to close with a quote from Len Dawson. For those of you that think LT is the greatest, and I think he's the greatest guy in the game today, no question about it. But give him a couple more years before we talk about comparing him with Jim Brown. Here's Len Dawson.
Well, I played with Jim Brown for 2 years, or I watched him play for 2 years. I watched him, he and Sam Huff go at it many times, and he was special, and he was a great athlete, not just a football player. He changed the rules in lacrosse. He was a basketball player. You know, he beat Bobby Mitchell in a 40-yard dash in training camp, so he had great speed. So he had it all, and I'll tell you, and he had to carry the ball 30 times a ball game in every game, and he knew it, and I don't know how he did it, but he was never in the training room in the 2 years that I was with the Cleveland Browns.
Listen, I'll tell you what, I'm still going with Jim Brown. You give LT one more year like this, I'll begin to talk about it, but I'm with you guys. Well, we want to thank you for listening today. We want to thank Len Dawson and Sam Huff from yesterday's show to talk about that. And tomorrow we'll talk. We'll keep talking about this. Keep talking about what are the qualities of the great running backs, whether it's LT, some of the other people out there, because the tackling is not what it used to be. The rules are not what they used to be. And the fact that a Jim Brown, as Len Dawson said, never went to the training room. Now, he did not have the versatility of a LaDainian Tomlinson, the ability to throw the ball, the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield at that level. But give him the chance to play with today's rules, I think most people would say Jim Brown would absolutely dominate this game and make Larry Johnson, as great as Larry Johnson is, look not nearly the same kind of caliber running back. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. As we said, tomorrow, Dallas Morning News expert on the NFL, Rick Goslin. We'll have Mark Slareth from ESPN, one of my favorite people covering the NFL, with another Broncos Hall of Famer, Floyd Little. Check out Head Games Radio. That's headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. We'll see you tomorrow.